الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين اما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم انك لعلى خلق عظيم وقال الله تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله اسوة حسنة صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسول النبي الكريم. My dear brothers and sisters, the month of Rabi ul Awwal has gone, but the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is eternal. It's not limited to the month of Rabi ul Awwal, and also the need of recitation of Durood Sharif, Salat al-Nabi, is also not limited. Its rule is general all the time, because the ayat which has been revealed in this regard, it's eternal. Inna Allahu malaikatu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhallazina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And also to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is also eternal, as it has been stated in this ayah, laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana. Life of the Prophet of Almighty Allah, peace be upon him, is the best example for you. Allah Almighty has vividly ordained that we must spend our lives as was spent by his beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Quran was revealed to make the point understood. We must not only recite it but also understand its message. Recitation shall bring rewards, and its understanding shall show us the path of the rightness. It's a book of guidance. The more we understand it, easier it becomes to read the right path. Allah Almighty says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. Surely, blissful is he who has cleaned his soul, and he fails that corrupts it. Anyone who can purify himself is certainly successful, and one who fails to do so is wretched and miserable. Allah Almighty has proclaimed, innaka la ala khuluqin azim. Undoubtedly, the ethics and morals of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are of a very high order. When the life history of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is analyzed, it becomes amply clear that his, peace be upon, ethics and manners were above everyone else. Its reason is that he, peace be upon him, was sent as an example and a beacon light for the entire humanity. There have been occasions in life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when his morality and ethics became prominently visible. The Prophet, peace be upon him, had said that on the day of judgment, morals of a pious Muslim shall weigh the heaviest in the divine scale, mizan. Allah Almighty dislike ill-mannered, absurd and immoral people. The best thing is to cultivate high morals, immorality being the worst. I have often said that a bit of faith is sufficient for worship, which can then be easily performed. Human dealings, affairs, on the other hand, involve monetary transactions which need a very strong faith and belief. There are many people who excel in the worship, be it optional pilgrimage or optional fasting or the late night worship of the Tahajjud, but their dealings are shaky, thereby indicating weak faith. Social affairs requires even a higher degree of faith. It's often seen that in the marriage ceremonies, many good and religious persons even ignore the sunnah, succumb to the prevalent rituals and traditions. They totally forget the dictate for a good Islamic society. One day, Hazrat Sufi Iqbal, Rahmatullah Alayh, of our Sufi order, told Major Mahmud, that people willingly spend and spare anything for a cause, but seldom devote their children to it. He respected him for devoting his children in the service of Islam. Social responsibilities take a very heavy toll. It's only those with a strong faith who can measure up to optimum level. Ethics and morality are even tougher than the social responsibilities. By this I mean that we have been told, Ya ayyuhallazina udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa. ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. Which means, its mafhum is that we should follow the whole Islam and we should not follow the footsteps of Shaitan because he is our clear enemy. So we should follow the whole Islam. What is meant by this, the whole Islam? The whole Islam means that our aqaid should be good, our ibadat should be perfect, our mu'amalat should be dead clear, our muashir should be very clear and accordingly good, and our akhlaq should be very good. But how it is possible? For this we need strong faith and tazkiya nafs, because our nafs is obstacle in this. Although following sunnah is the easiest work, but as far as our wishes are concerned, so these wishes do not allow us to follow sunnah, because our wishes are beyond sunnah. We need something more. For example, if I am going in the street and there are some ghair mahram coming beside, so my eyes should be stop seeing them, but my nafs will not be ready for it. I have to control it by myself. That is necessary. So as far as my tazkiya nafs is of higher and higher order, it will become easier and easier for me to control myself. Similarly, when I am dealing with other people, so maybe I want to do these dealings fair, but my nafs will not allow. My nafs will see the worldly benefits, and if these worldly benefits are to be sacrificed for the right dealings, so then my nafs will not be ready for it. If my nafs has not gone through tazkiya nafs. So therefore, it is the main hurdle, and this hurdle should be removed. So in this way, everyone has to go through tazkiya nafs. But how tazkiyah nafs is done? This should be very clear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put both the things in our nafs. It means the qualities of performing taqwa, of having taqwa. It means not following the wishes of sunnah. This is taqwa. So, also this thing is put in our nafs, and also the wishes of it means the will to follow the wishes of nafs, fujur. So this is also present. So how to control them? So there are certain things in our nafs which are good. We should enhance them. For this, failat are there. It means to enhance these qualities and to make them activate them. This is needed. So these activations are called failat. In this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ilaji zikr, and muraqabah and shughal, these are coming. And Naqshbandi silsila muraqabat are there. So these all to be done to have such a quality that by that, at least for time being, we can control our nerves. And we can make it ready to go through tazkiyah nafs, which is saluk. And after that, to control the wishes of nafs, to press the bad wishes, this is really saluk. And for this, mujahidat are there. Because what is mujahida? Mujahid is this, whatever my nafs needs, and that is not good according to Sharia, I should have to press it and not allowing to do it. And start it will be very, very difficult. But by doing it again and again, it will become easier and easier. This is the way. So by these mujahidat, our nafs is trained, more trained to that level that it's satisfied with Sharia. And this called nafs mutmainna. This can be done three ways. One, by one's own will, to learn ilm, knowledge of Sharia by his own willpower. Then, to practice upon that by his own willpower. These people are called akhyar. Okay, they are very good people. They want to do good. But they don't have an experience for this. Maybe they try good, but they may be out for not good. And maybe they detract themselves by doing something. So this may become difficult for them. So therefore, very few people among them are successful in this regard. To overcome this, some people go to those people who have already gone through this path. And they are experienced. And they are sincere people in this regard. So if we people go to them, so they, by their experience and barakah of silsila, they can guide us in better form. And it becomes easy for us to follow his instructions. And his instructions lead us to more and more safer way of saluk. And by this way, we can become successful. So the success rate in this procedure is more. Anyhow, some willpower is needed in this also, which is for following the Sheikh. Because without that willpower, one cannot follow his instructions. Just like we need some willpower to follow doctor. For example, a sugar patient, if he goes to doctor and doctor tells him not to eat sweets. So, if he cannot use his willpower in following the instruction of doctor, what doctor can do with him? He will spoil himself. My one friend who is doctor, he told me, if I tell some patient that don't eat sweets, and if he comes that I cannot control myself, so I give by myself one kilo of sweets. Okay, take it if you want to kill yourself with this. So it means one has to use his willpower in this regard too. So this is the second way. But the third way is more stronger and more easy and more fast method. What is that? That is called Kshatriya. By Kshatriya we mean that a person who loves his Sheikh and he cannot stop himself to follow him. So this is very lucky person. Because when a person loves a person, he needs only the instructions only for this person because he loves it. And he is surely following him. So in this way, there is no problem. And for him, he can follow him very easily. So therefore, there is no need of any willpower in that regard. So he achieves success in this path very easily and very fastly. And these are called Kshatriya. But there is one thing more needed in this way. If you trust in a Sheikh and you want to follow him by love, that Sheikh should be Kamil. There should not be that Sheikh which may lead you to a wrong path. So for that purpose, you have to check which Sheikh you are going to follow. So there are 8 checks by which you can check him. Number 1, his Aqeedah should be good. He should be from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. His Aqeedah should be perfect. Number 2, he should know the Farz Ain Ilm, which is obligatory. That knowledge which is obligatory, he must know it. Number 3, he should follow that ilm. Number 3. And number 4, his, you can say, shajara of sohba, sohbat. So it should go to the sohbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And 5th, he should be authorized by someone to do this work. By the person who is already authorized. So, 6th one is this, that his reputation should be good. And sulaha and ulama should consider him a good person. And 7th, that he should be sincere enough. And he should not do marawat. It means not spare him for anything, and clearly he should say that it is good, it is not good. And the 8th one is this, that in his soba, the person gets love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leaves love for dunya. So these are the 8 checks by which you can check that person, and this is must. But once you understand that this is the place which is good and I can trust upon him, then don't bring any waswasa in your mind about him and follow him exactly in each and every one thing. And there are four things needed in this. One is called ittila, the other is called ittiba, third is i'tiqad, and fourth is inqiyad. Ittila means inform that Shaykh about your ahwal, about your conditions, what you are doing and what you are feeling. And secondly, if he gives you some instructions to you in that regard to rectify the problems, then exactly follow it. And third, you should believe that in the whole world, for this islah, this is the best person for me. Although there may be other people present, but you think that for me, myself, it is the best. And third and fourth one is this, that be with him. There was one Sheikh Hashim came from America. We went there to listen his speech. When we went, he was going to finish his speech, but the last sentence we heard from him. And the last sentence was that, be with Allah. If you cannot do this, be with those who are with Allah. So, till that time, that in tarbiyah, we should be with our Shaykh. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to do this as it is required. Wa ma alina bala, Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ تَوَّابٌ رَّحِيمٌ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ